The smell of freshly cut grass wafts in. The Welsh guard is on duty. Lately, his shoes are always muddy, like he just came in from the rain. Does that mean it's summer already? Or could it be autumn? It certainly cannot be November. He usually wakes me up with a bang on the bars. The Irish one likes to throw a bucket of ice water on me, with an all too cheerful, "Wake up, you lazy cow." He always smells of cheap cigarettes. I know he has horrible teeth. He's always sucking on a sweet. I have never seen anyone's face here. They've hired personal shadows to cover them. Black bags of their own. It reminds me of the old Charlie Brown cartoons. You could only ever see the children, never the adults. But I'm the only child on this playground. And if this is a game, I am losing. Hard and fast. Harsh and slow. The only sounds that echo here are my own. I hear nothing except my own thoughts. I don't know where I am. I don't know what day it is. I only know it gets dark and then light. I awaken, then sleep, but I do not rest. I know every inch of the cell. I know every indentation along the walls and the rough plaster better than I know my own body. I'm a stranger to myself. I don't even know what I look like anymore. I haven't seen my reflection. I am thankful for that. They cut my hair. I know I'm scrawny now. I can't eat. I know each time they toss out that gruel, the rat comes. Then he leaves. If I don't eat, the rat comes back. But I still can't eat. I don't even mind the rat anymore, because I'm no better. They've beat me, kicked me, punched me, spit on me. Once I was slapped. That time it felt personal. I know that hell is empty. All the demons are in here with me. But this certainly feels like hell, and I have earned it. I put myself here. No one else. I was safe. I was safe with him. And I left. He trusted me. Finally trusted me. And I betrayed him. But I couldn't stay there. He kidnapped me. He held me against my will. He was a terrorist, a criminal, a murderer. I escaped one prison only to find myself locked inside another. That place wasn't hell. It was. He was. He was kind to me. That is why I ran. I don't deserve kindness. I used to kid myself, thinking I was lucky somehow. I was never lucky. Others died for my sins so I could live. If you could call that living. Since that night, keeping my head down, laying low, following orders, being good, being ordinary, wearing a mask of complacency. I haven't been happy since I was 12 years old. I didn't know what it was to smile or laugh until him. He made me even believe that things could change. A change that was finally for the better, better than this. That I could even be like him. No, that's ridiculous. I hate him. I know I do. I hate him because each time I see that mask, all I see is myself. My loss, my despair, my hurt, my anger, my rage. I was never safe. It was a lie, a fallacy, a deception. I can never escape my fears. I will never give back what they stole from me. They robbed me of my family. They robbed me of my childhood. And now, they are robbing me of my life. The door opens, and the quiet one walks in. I don't know what he sounds like. He never speaks to me. But he smells of cologne and roses, so I know it's him. He grabs me by the shoulder, dragging me out of my cell into the little dark room where you all waste your time asking the same thing over and over again, as if that'll make a difference. Einstein said that was the very definition of insanity. Then again, I fell down the rabbit hole, so who am I to question anyone's sanity when I'm even closer to losing my head? In a moment of weakness, I look up, trying to read the clock cast in shadows. I've never seen it, but I know it's there. I hear the ticking. Tick, tock, tick, tock. Hickory, dickory, dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck. The one who only seems to have gray ties in his wardrobe comes in. God, I wish you would stop asking me where he is. I wish you would just shut up and torture me. Yes, it hurts, but words hurt more. I don't want to think about him. I already can't stop thinking about him. I only want to forget him. Please, just let me forget him. Let me go? You'll never let me go. Black bags swallow you whole until there's nothing left to find. Everyone knows that. And even if I wanted to, he's not a human. He is vengeance personified. No protection or animosity could keep me safe from his wrath if I betrayed him. Yet, despite this front, I know it is only a matter of time before I break. It's inevitable. Cowards die many times before their deaths. The valiant never taste of death but once. I am not valiant. I was a coward. I've always been a coward, and now I will die here. I feel myself dying each day. A little part of me. It's small. Insignificant. A tiny scrape against my heart that drags out the pound of flesh I owe. Skinned alive. Inch by inch. All except that inch. That inch in which we are free. I feel a hot glare from across the table, and I realize I was lost in contemplation. Fury courses through me at your next words, because I know you are right. He doesn't give a damn about me. I put myself in danger. He's not stupid enough or sentimental enough to risk his futile cause for a silly girl. That would be as absurd as expecting the night sky to admire you back. He probably forgot about me as soon as I left. He doesn't care about anyone, least of all me. I am nothing to him. I am roused from my thoughts when the quiet one returns. The bastard grabs me by the back of my neck and hauls me into the showers. The joke's on you. I am grateful when you rip off my clothes. I am grateful when you cut my wrists to these cold shackles. I am grateful when you pull me up until I am on my tiptoes, making me feel like I'm going to fly and fall at the same time. There is a certain freedom to being bound. The metal may be cold, but it keeps me steady. In my cell, I feel like a caged animal. Here, there is control. It doesn't matter if I'm trapped. I don't focus on anything except the chain and myself. And there's no talking. Talking only leads to remembering, and I don't want to remember. You turn on the water, and I begin to scream. I used to try to be strong and hold it in. Now, I don't hold back. I don't hold anything back as the water flays my backside. I don't need to be strong here. You don't expect me to be strong. And he certainly doesn't. Suddenly the water increases with unforgiving force, and I howl inhumanely, twisting in my bonds against each lash. My pulse races dangerously, and I find my voice becoming hoarse as I wail unrelentingly. For a moment, I am in a sea of agony. Whilst here, pain has been my only solace. What has consumed me along with hatred? Hatred towards him. Hatred towards myself. I abhor the color of blinding light and the clash of thunder that echoes in my ears. Then suddenly, all I see is rain. The harsh rain that makes everything disappear. There's no light, no darkness. All my senses are drowned out by water. The one clean thing in this tainted world. My heart skips a beat. I feel faint. My eyes shut. I come to moments later, slumped forward against the chains, my body shaking. I feel frozen, petrified. My teeth tremble, and I struggle to keep myself warm. Each breath feels like ice. I feel goosebumps break out. I keep my eyes closed, too tired to open them. For a blink of a moment, I don't feel anything. Nothing that matters. I relish the respite. A breeze passes along my back. And I know it's you. Come to fetch me for your master. Well, go on then. I jump, gasp, and splutter as I feel something soft wrap around my throat. I struggle, willing my body to do something, anything. Cursing myself for being so damned indolent and not fighting this feeling as you tug the fabric around my neck, pulling tight, robbing me of breath. You don't make a sound, but I know you were laughing. You arse. You move it upward, and I stop struggling for breath as darkness envelops me instead. I panic. I pull my wrists until they're chafe. I thrash in the bonds. I shake my head side to side. In that moment, I feel like a little girl once again, thrust into the dark. The dark has never brought good things, only pain, misery, and despair. The dark is where I've lost everyone I ever cared about. I've been beaten, drowned, dragged across the floor, tossed like a discarded toy time and time again. But it's only there, bound and blind, that I suddenly feel truly helpless. I feel an attack coming on, panic. I am begging, pleading, crying out. But my lips refuse to utter a sound. A true prisoner. Please. 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 I gasp as I feel an impact upon my ass. And you say your first words to me. The force of it strikes me harder than the hit. It's barely louder than a whisper, but with the force of a shout ordering me to settle down. My heart thrums, and I freeze. Stunned. Into surprised silence. Your voice is softer than I imagined, and it puts me on edge. I force myself to breathe, to focus on the air around me, to focus on myself. I ignore the sounds around me for a moment, including the rustling and gasp when I feel something touch my back. Feather light, but electric. I shift as you draw circles, making me squirm uncomfortably. What are you doing? I don't... Oh god, what was that sound? Was that me? Your hands are working the tension from my neck, stroking along my shoulders and my back. I bite my lip to bleed, as if it'll stop me from enjoying this. Please stop. Hit me, insult me, scorn me, do anything else. Just don't be kind. God, this feels good. Too good. For a moment, I forget to breathe until I feel another slap against my backside. I gasp and arch despite myself. A part of me is savoring the pain against the comfort. For a second, I hope you'll do it again. My shackles raise. And I tense as I feel the gentle breeze of your hot breath against my neck. It tickles. You do it again. I shudder. I startle and hold back a moan as I feel the hot air blow against my nipples, causing my breath to hitch. I curse the blindfold for not letting me see where you are, for allowing you to catch me off guard. I resent myself more for reacting. What the hell's wrong with me? Get away. You're not going to touch me. You're not going to. I feel your touch. The first bare touch while I've been here. As you grasp my breasts between your hands. I release a hiss from the shock. Your hands knead my breast with surprising delicacy, each touch feeling like static against my skin as you play with them, like the dials of a radio. My skin ignites with need. Each tender touch strikes me harsher than any whip and marks me. My defenses are rendered ineffective. In the back of my mind, I hear the sounds of a wounded animal. Is that me? Heat surges through my core like an electric shock as your mouth envelops my nipple, licking and lapping at the droplets that cling to them. I try fruitlessly to shift away. I arch while you begin to suck. Fuck. Please. Please stop. You ignore me, and I squirm, hating myself for liking this, for craving it. The warmth, the delicious caresses from your mouth and lips, while your hand plays me like a fiddle with the other. I cry out as I feel you bite down on my cheeks, a bolt of pure pleasure traveling down my spine at the pain. You stop, and I breathe shakily whilst I feel a hard hand stroke down my body, down my breasts that feel less and less like my own with each pass of your hands, my hips, and my ass, which you give a squeeze tightly and hard. I shift frantically as you tickle the skin above my curves. Your hand stops on my thighs, and I find myself overcome by nerves as I imagine the worst. The fabric around my eyes starts to feel damp as I perspire. Your lips find my skin again, and all I can hear are the ragged pants I emit. Fuck, what was that? Your chills cause a chill to run down my spine. You complete and utter bastard. I swallow the insult, tensing and whimpering as I feel something round, hard, and sharp run along my neck, my back, my flank, in seemingly random lines. Your warning mocks me as I find it impossible to keep still. It feels like all my nerve endings concentrate to wherever you dip that stupid knife. No matter how much I try, I can't block it out. I flail like a fish, the chains refusing to budge and making me feel more exposed. Your other hand remains at the apex of my thighs, stroking little circles that make me shift and squirm as I feel the rush of adrenaline mixed with fear. Your sudden hiss makes me jump. Are you angry? I close my legs tightly against the assault of your hand. I may not be able to block out how I feel or how I react. Control may be more and more out of my reach, but I still have some, and you are not touching me there. Go to hell! You spank me again, making me feel like a disobedient child. I glare through the blindfold at your words. Yes, I want it to hurt. I want discomfort. I want what I deserve for being so goddamn stubborn. I don't want this. I want to fight you. I want to be strong and to resist you. To force you to give me the excruciating pain that has been the only escape from my mind that refuses to rest each time silence fills the void. Another part of me, a stronger part, wants to obey. As I have all my worthless life to give in to the first touch since I've been here that makes me feel human again. The first touch promises pleasure instead of pain. The first touch that after so many days of feeling hollow makes me feel just a little less empty. I open my legs. Your hand enters me, sparking fire. Fuck, I'm so wet. So fucking wet. I revel as your fingers glide back and forth across my folds. I don't recognize the sounds I make as I spread my legs wider. Your hand parts me with ease, and my breath hitches as I feel your other hand reach for my clit, circling it teasingly. Your hot breath hits my nipples again, and I buck. As if they are connected by a string, each gust makes my arousal inflame. Faster. Your hand starts to pump in and out. You hit all the spots with ease. Suddenly you thrust into the very hilt, deepen than I've ever gone. Curling into that spot I've never reached that sets me on fire. Oh, fuck. I cry out. Please, please, please. Your touch flails my skin, making me bleed. This is a new kind of torture. It makes me... I am flesh made clay by your hands. Every touch by you scorches me. Every word is louder. For this time, you're my world. My every sense blinded by you. And I welcome it. I crave it. I need it. More than air. More than food. More than freedom. I need you. You are bringing me so fucking close. Yes, that's it. Please, just a little more. I'm so close. You stop. And I curse. He radiates through me. I can hear my heart beating in my ears. I feel hot and cold all at the same time. My mouth is dry, like I haven't had water in years. A hunger and thirst grips me with equal force as you build me up again, making me swear through a rasp when you stop. God damn it. My clit feels like it's going to fall off. I know it will. I'm going to die like this. Die from desperation, from lack of your touch. I forget myself. What do you want? Please, just tell me what you fucking want. Please, just let me come. Your response hits me like a stinging slap. Treacherous rage fills me stupidly, and I kill myself for allowing myself to forget why I'm here. Why you're doing this. It's because I'm weak. Weak for protecting him. After all this fucking time stuck in here while he's off doing whatever the hell he wants. Suffering blow after blow like a fool. Rebelling only because that's what he would do. Reminding me that I am so lonely. So desperate for affection, for kindness, that I would take it from anyone. Including you. The man who's tormented me all these weeks with contempt. And in stoic silence like the uncaring, unfeeling statue that you are. This is just another sick game. Another way to try and make me break. To make me give in. And it was fucking working. I try to twist away. I fight back tears. You squeeze my hips brutishly. And I try with renewed efforts to get away. A tremor passes through me at the sound of your growl. Primal. You blow softly against my cunt. And my heart stops as your tongue teases me. With each prod and stroke of your tongue, I thrash, swear, and scream. I hate you. I hate him. I hate myself because for the first time since I've been here, I want to give up. I want to give in. Fuck. My cunt clenches around your tongue, pulsating with want, with desire. My heart tries to jump out of my chest from the ache you've awoken. The ache I need you to fill. I need it to hurt. As if reading my mind, you take my breast within your grasp, gripping my nipples between your fingers, giving me the pain I crave, pinching them, twisting them, pulling them possessively. Your ministrations make my clit throb. I ride your tongue wantonly and without care. I thrust my hips with all my might. I need more. Please, harder. Don't be gentle. I need rough. I need... Oh, fuck. Your fingers fuck me in the spot where I need it most, and you suck on my clit like a hard candy. Tension builds inside me, and I can feel a scream rise in my throat. A raging inferno, a crashing wave shooting towards the rocks. Suddenly you grip my ass, squeezing it, gripping me so tightly, I think you're gonna break me. You are all I feel, all that I know, all that I have. I tug harshly on restraints. Thrusting into your mouth, I cry out with a scream that tenses me as I come. I slump, grateful for the chains that are the only thing keeping the earth from swallowing me whole. I catch my breath. For a moment, I'm encompassed by a warm glow that makes me forget where I am. For a moment, I am myself. For a moment, this is just a terrible dream I need to wake up from. I don't even feel when you loosen the chain. All I feel is your hot skin as I fall limp against you, too weak to stand. Spent, finding comfort in the caress. Your heart may be stone, but for that moment, I only feel warmth. Reality seeps in, and I begin to struggle against you. I need to escape this illusion you've created that I'm safe. I am not safe. I try to shake off the blindfold without result. I use every ounce of energy I have to invite you to be the monster beneath the mask of a man. You hold me as easily as paper. Your grip is unwavering, and I am powerless against you. I am engulfed by the scent of roses as darkness overtakes me. I wake up to another bang against the bars, groaning as I move to stretch my arms. My wrists hang uselessly. Memories flicker. I'm overwhelmed by intense longing, loathing, and disgust. For an instant, I allow myself to hope.